With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, where Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will formally accept his party's vice presidential nomination tonight. He plans to use his primetime speech talking about his time growing up in Nebraska, his service in the National Guard, his work as a teacher and football coach, and his time in politics. Tonight's theme is a fight for our freedoms, and this evening's program has featured several speakers promoting abortion and LGBTQ rights, warning that Donald Trump will take those freedoms away. I'm Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Now with more news, here's Keith Peters.
As Democrats gather in Chicago, a new poll finds Americans wary of a push by the party to radically alter the Supreme Court. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
A new nationwide Mason-Dixon polling and strategy survey, highlighted in a Wall Street Journal opinion editorial, found that most Americans don't support sweeping changes to the Supreme Court, despite President Joe Biden's last-minute push for the measure. President Biden, after abruptly leaving the presidential race a month ago, endorsed legislation that would impose term limits for justices, among other things, that would drastically alter the makeup of the high court. His plan is also of questionable constitutionality. The poll also found that an overwhelming number of voters supported this statement. Plans to expand the membership of the U.S. Supreme Court are primarily motivated by political objectives. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Guatemalan police have arrested seven Guatemalans accused of having smuggled 53 migrants from Mexico and Central America who died of asphyxiation in 2022 in Texas after being abandoned in a tractor trailer in the scorching summer heat. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 55 points, the NASDAQ rose 102, with the S&P 500 index advancing by 11. This is SRN News. A Christian school fights anti-Semitism.
Officials at Colorado Christian University are developing a course in political philosophy of the Hebrew Bible with help from Israel's Herzl Institute. The goal is to counter the surge in anti-Semitism on America's campuses. Herzl Institute President Yoram Hazzoni says the course, which will be made available to all students, will, quote, teach students to appreciate the contribution of the Jewish people to Western political philosophy by introducing them to biblical concepts. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists have killed 30 Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern reports the terrorists are members of a group called the Allied Democratic Forces, which has begun operating in the eastern part of the country. One resident of the area tells ICC, living in fear is exhausting. We try to maintain some semblance of normalcy, but every loud noise sends us into panic mode. This is SRN News. Though it has lost millions of dollars on electric vehicles, Ford is not giving up on EVs.
The automaker is overhauling its current lineup of electric vehicles, planning to offer two electric pickups and a commercial van. Ford says all will cost less, have longer range, and will be profitable within a year of reaching showrooms. Company Chief Financial Officer John Lawler writes, "We're committed to creating long-term value by building a competitive and profitable business." Rich Thomason reporting.
Democrats have won legal challenges keeping the left-wing Party for Socialism and Liberation off Pennsylvania's presidential ballot. A Commonwealth Court judge in a Tuesday decision agreed with two Democratic Party-aligned challenges that the paperwork filed by the Party for Socialism and Liberation was fatally flawed and ordered the party's presidential candidate off the ballot. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.